Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And the third senior had her moment too Sunday ahead of Maryland. Redshirt center Ariel Wisney out of Thornton, Colorado.
That was a nice surprise. I don't think our players, her teammates, didn't know that she was going to do that. She's such a beautiful person inside and out. To put her on the floor and have her do something positive like that, you know, was great. You could sense and tell the excitement from her teammates. Just by how they reacted, you know how much she means to them.
Coach Terry Moore, and watching late game, Ariel block a shot out of bounds as well. As Indiana won its 15th in a row on the McCracken court, still no new updates on the injuries to Mackenzie Holmes and Lily Meister, still day-to-day being evaluated. The Hoosiers up to 12th in the AP poll. They're 24-4. They'll play as a 3 seed, as you know, in the Big Ten tournament up at the Target Center in Minneapolis Friday night around 9 o'clock. Pacers and Mavericks down in Dallas tonight. Mark Boylan is pregame at 8:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, now that we're 5 days into the month of March, the alarm has been set for Kirk Cignetti's first spring Indiana football practice in 13 days. Hard to believe. It just seemed like yesterday that Kirk was hired. But, you know, you talk about hurdling the challenges of a roster makeover, that the recruiting that's been going on, the work that new strength and conditioning coach Derek Owings has been doing. Hey, a lot has been going on big time, and March 18th is almost here.
December, honestly, I mean, I walked in a kind of a crisis roster situation. We had 10 offensive starters in the portal, a number of defensive guys, 25 total. So we were rebuilding and remaking the roster, which, you know, I'm not, I hate to ever say I was pleased, because you can never be pleased and satisfied, but I thought we got a lot of good work done in December and changed the roster, which I'm very optimistic about what we got done in the transfer portal. And then in January, we're out on the road recruiting 25, so we haven't been around the kids a lot. Derek's been around the kids, you know, all the...
Laying a foundation early, getting the job done there. Kurt Cignetti, Pacers hitting the airwaves tonight down in Dallas, taking on the Mavericks. Mark Boylan is pregame at 8:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.